Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZ Nation. This is Addy and Radha for your ADM Zedlines. Researchers from the University of Queensland have announced the successful creation of a kangaroo embryo through in vitro fertilisation, or IVF. Described as a groundbreaking achievement by head of a team, Dr. Anders Gambini, this breakthrough will be vital in preserving already threatened marsupials. This discovery could be used to rescue the genetic material of iconic yet endangered Australian animals like koalas and Tasmanian devils, because it would allow scientists to inseminate marsupials with frozen genetics. According to Dr. Gambini, this would be useful in a worst-case scenario, wherein an ecological disaster forces marsupials to inbreed. Scientists could then swoop in, inseminate the frozen genetics into the population, and hopefully rescue the species from extinction.
In national news, Australians want less migration but support international students, according to a new Australian National University study. The survey of over 5,200 people found respondents overestimated migrant unemployment by 143% and held often inaccurate views on migrant backgrounds. Lead author Alyssa Lang says while most prefer lower migration, they also support skilled workers and steady international student numbers. Co-author Ryan Edwards says the study found media narratives often shape public opinion more than the facts, and that policymakers shouldn't necessarily take the public's view on migration as fixed.
In international news, the Argentine government has withdrawn from the World Health Organization, citing deep differences regarding health management. The move mirrors that of the United States after it withdrew from the organization a fortnight ago. Argentina's leader, Javier Milei, has expressed much admiration of the Trump presidency, being the first foreign leader to meet with Trump following his victory in November. While a presidential spokesman has stated that Argentina would be freer to enact health policy and allocate funds, it remains to be seen if this policy will provide any tangible benefits to the nation. Argentina's withdrawal will mean that $8 million worth of contributions will also leave the World Health Organization.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.